Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the founder and editor of the New Books Network. I've published several academic books, and one of the things I found frustrating is my inability to get them picked up in the press. There really is no PR service specifically oriented toward academic books. Recently, however, I had the opportunity to work with a PR firm in New York, RLM, on a book that I recently published. And I have to say, they did a remarkable job at a very low price. And this got me thinking, I wonder if the New Books Network and RLM could provide a service that would promote academic books. So the folks at RLM and I put our heads together and we came up with a package. It is specifically targeted toward people like you, people who write academic books. So if you're interested, you should go to the NBN website and click publish your book, and there you'll find some information about the services that the NBN and RLM are offering. What we really want to do is provide you with value for money. As far as we know, no such service exists. This is the first of its kind, and we really hope it is successful, and we hope that it helps you get the word out about your academic book.
Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe, the editor of the New Books Network. The interview that you're about to hear was conducted by Jenny Attia, and it was first published on her wonderful show, Thoughtcast. I think you'll enjoy it, and I hope that you visit Thoughtcast today at www.thoughtcast.org.
You're watching Thoughtcast. I'm Jenny Attia, and I'm at the Harvard Bookstore in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Simon Johnson, the MIT Sloan professor and former chief economist at the IMF, is an outspoken critic of the establishment. His newest book on the financial crisis, which he wrote with James Kwok, is called 13 Bankers, The Wall Street Takeover and the Next Financial Meltdown. Simon Johnson, welcome to Thoughtcast. The 13 bankers in question are the villains of your book. Who are they and what have they done to earn your disapproval?
Well, I wouldn't call them villains. I think they are symptomatic of a much deeper problem that we have. They are the bankers who were called to the White House in March 2009. The financial system was in serious trouble, and it needed to be saved in some fashion. The Obama administration told these bankers, who no doubt were delighted to hear, that they were going to be saved complete without any change in their salary, their bonus, their pension, their governance structure, their board of directors, their key staff, or their empires, actually. They were given the entire financial system, the power they have within the financial system that they'd ruined, back on a silver platter, if you like. And they were delighted, of course. And they have gone about reestablishing the same patterns of behavior that got us into trouble in 2008.
Your book begins with a quote from The Great Gatsby. Will you read it?
Yes.
I'd like to hear a Brit reading this.
Reading The Great Gatsby? I'm not sure that's such a good idea. They were careless people, Tom and Daisy. They smashed up things and creatures and then retreated back into their money or their vast carelessness or whatever it was that kept them together and let other people clean up the mess they had made.
The implication, Simon, is that people who are privileged and powerful aren't held to account. They have a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yes, exactly right. Get out of jail free is exactly the right notion. An exemption from the same